Gordo's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with the Musers in the Morning on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Who's in the lead? Could I buy some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
How will you feed? Brought to you by
Taco Cabana.
All right. Who's today's congenital host? You?
I'll battle this one.
Okay.
Thanks, Cooper.
Because the other day, Danny was walking around out in the hallways, and our boss, Jeff the Catman Catlin, cat, of course, spelled with four T's now.
And a K.
Mm-hmm. With yeah. umlauts over the A.
He was gone, and so whenever he's gone, people shove a bunch of paperwork under his desk because he's got to sign everything in the end and turn it into the boss's.
He's got expense reports and timesheets and talent sheets,
garbage.
All that crap.
Mm-hmm. So we notice that, and all these forms that we fill out are fairly regimented forms. These are forms that we've been filling out, the same ones for years and years and years. And matter of fact, we received an email like 3 days ago, saying, please download, save, and use the attached expense report only. This is the current approved form. Some of our guys are still using other expense report forms.
Well, I don't know how to do any of that.
You don't know how to do what?
Save, download, and use.
That's another segment.
Oh, Mike.
My God.
That's okay. We'll get you through this. But Norm clearly doesn't understand the process, because when we looked underneath Kat's or inside Kat's office, we could see all these different forms in there, and one of them was not anything that we had seen before. It was just a piece of yellow legal notepad paper.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
With a bunch of gibberish written down.
I immediately recognized the handwriting, because we've all seen the big board.
Yes. And it was from Norm, and Danny starts looking a little bit closer at it. And it's not a love letter from Norm to Jeff.
Mm-mm.
This was his expense report.
Legendary.
He put his expense report,
yes,
on a yellow legal pad.
Now, this has been talked about forever, that Norm will expense sewing thread if he has to repair a button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is known to everybody up here that Norm will expense every single, the air that he breathes.
Yes, he will, if he can get away with it. I think it's very old school.
All right, first of all, he can't fill out a form like the rest of us have to?
Clearly not, and that's why this email was sent that I just said. So, he's only been working for this company now for like 30 years. And he still just kind of throws stuff around like it's no big deal. And this is not old Susquehanna either. This is a fairly rigid company. So you would think that he would have learned by now to do things the way everybody else does.
Yeah,
but
this
no.
isn't willy. They're not willy-nilly with their reimbursement checks.
Right. So on the top of it, it doesn't even say Norm Hitzkus on it either. It just says spring training. His name isn't even on there. So, the first thing on there, under spring training, at the very top is, dropped off at Love Field Airport, round trip, 66 miles.
Now, what does that mean, you might ask? What that means is he is letting you know that he did not park at the airport, therefore you are not going to incur any parking fees or anything like that, that his wife drove him 33 miles each way to the airport to catch his flight to Surprise or to Phoenix, and he wants mileage on that
car.
Yes,
he wants mileage. He will get mileage for this.
He wants his, whatever, 10 cents per mile.
I've never heard of anyone doing this.
I think year one, I'm expensed a mileage to Texas Motor Speedway, and I just quit doing it after that. I was like, really? Am I going to be this petty?
See, that's the thing. Okay, so we're out here right now. How many miles is this?
About 40, about 80 each way, right?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about writing down mileage?
No.
How many times have, and again, his wife took him to the airport. How many times have you had relatives, my wife, some randomoid drive us to the airport and think about expensing that? Like, would I tell my wife to expense a trip to DFW?
No.
Never. Never would enter my mind ever, ever, ever. But for him, round trip, 66 miles. And in parentheses, by the way, when it says dropped off at Love Field, round trip, 66 miles, saves on parking.
Okay, he's probably right about that.
Yeah, he probably is.
He
it's
probably
the lesser
is.
Of two.
But that's the thing. None of us ever park when we're going on a road trip. We never park at some place.
No, we get dropped.
Yeah. Here's right after that, lunch at DFW Airport at 10 in the morning.
Lunch. Snacks. Oh, just wait.
I don't understand what this is.
That's breakfast.
Phoenix Airport wheelchair tags?
Tip.
Wheelchair tip?
Yes. Somebody had to wheel him out of the airport so he could get to his rental car faster, and he tipped that person $5 cash.
And just a tip. Expensed that.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Phoenix Airport
wheelchair tip.
All right,
the
we move on.
The fun doesn't stop, Mike. It continues.
Dinner.
I'm sure.
Dinner on hotel bill. Now, this is really Norm, because Norm, you know, as worldly as Norm is and as well-traveled as he is and as many great meals as he has eaten over the course of his lifetime, when he is on a road trip, he eats like a college kid.
He eats at the hotel a bunch.
He either eats hotel food or fast food.
Yes.
Do you remember the time we were going for our team dinner? And I can't remember where we were. It may have been in Indianapolis, whatever that suburb was. Remember that you always reference?
Anderson?
Avon?
Avon or whatever. So, remember, we were all meeting for our team dinner. So I'm in the car. It's me and Norm and Craig and I want to say George. When Norm's...
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
So we're all going to eat at a what we thought was a decent place in Avon, maybe the only decent place in Avon, and we're all going to hang out and talk or whatever. We get halfway there, and Norm says, Cobra, there's a Wendy's right over there, pal. Can you just wheel in there and get me a double bacon cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke and take me back to the hotel? I go, are you sure, Norm?
Yeah, I remember that.
Are you sure? We're all going to go hang out. You know, this is going to be a good time and everything. Pal, I've had it. It was 7 o'clock.
I just want a triple and a bowl of chili. Get back to the room.
Yeah, I do remember that. And you did it.
Yeah, I did. I mean, what am I going to say no to the guy?
I would have.
No, you. Oh, yeah, right. No.
You're the guy that followed him into the bathroom and
yes.
talked sports with him while he was going
That was a long time ago.
I don't care. You're not getting off the hook that easy on that one. You went in to see a man manure. Don't talk. Tell me you wouldn't take him to Wendy's.
Feet. No, I'd tell him he's going to the team dinner with the rest of us.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No,
all
you
right.
would take. You would go to Wendy's.
Nobody gets out of that.
And then follow him into the toilet at Wendy's.
No, I wouldn't.
Continue.
All right. The next day, this is what I don't understand. The next thing that he has is tip for breakfast.
Okay. That means he ate breakfast at his hotel, got room service, and just signed the bill. So that breakfast is going to be on the hotel bill, but he tipped in cash.
I was thinking maybe it was part of, you know, we have a lot of these hotels that we stay at that have all-you-can-eat breakfast.
He ain't tipping on that.
Well, Okay, imagine that. You're eating breakfast for free, basically, and then you put a dollar down, and you sign off for that. Because his tip was $1.75.
Just a tip.
$1.75.
That is expensed.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by any of this. But go ahead.
Bottle water. Bottle water.
Bottom.
Yes.
Okay.
$1.11.
Oh, this is so wonderful.
Lunch for self and producer this Mike Saroy.
Okay, look at this amount. This is the one that I'm most interested in.
What is the amount there? I can't read it.
It's like $16, which makes me ask, where are you guys eating? Taco Bell?
You know what I think? Because there's another place that he mentioned. This one's not written down, but later on, there's one for a similar fee for lunch.
Yeah, it's like $14 for two people.
Yeah, and it was Subway.
Subway.
Because you see Subway written down here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times Subway. Lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner, lunch, dinner.
Subway.
Now, Danny, remember, we would get on you. Go ahead.
Norm will buy lunch and dinner all at one time. He'll buy two sandwiches at Subway, two drinks, two bags of chips. He buys two meals for himself so he can go back to his room and stay there the entire day.
Shut up.
No, I've done these trips with Norm. That's not. Saroy will have his own meals. Norm is putting down Saroy saying he's buying meals for him. Those are his.
Really?
Those are all his. His like lunch and his like afternoon snack.
That's genius.
You're kidding me.
Norm doesn't like to get out of his room.
Clearly.
What is he doing in there?
He's doing sports.
Do
we want to know? Get the big board ready.
Yeah, there's a draft coming up, Corby.
I guess so. Subway every day?
Every day. Two sandwiches each time. All these footlongs. He gets like
that's
two
not so unusual.
What kind of footlong sandwich does he get? Or does he mix them up, or does he get two of the exact same sandwiches?
Anything that has salami on it, he's all about.
Meat. He gets the Italian sub every time.
Oh my God. Always on white.
This is wonderful. Man.
Oh, Norm. The thing about him is when he puts down a tip, it's always in capital cash, CASH. Just so you'll know. But like, you could make up anything. Which I bet he does. I bet you he does.
Mm-hmm.
What does this say here? Tony Smith at ballpark. Now, what possibly could that even mean? It just said Tony's our engineer. Tony is our engineer. What could that mean?
Well,
Tony
how much
Smith
is it?
What's
ballpark?
The amount?
$4.
I don't know. Maybe he got him a hot dog or something.
He sent Tony down for a bag of peanuts.
He did? And he expensed a bag of peanuts?
Saroy just texts in and says the $16 for us both was media lunch at ballpark.
Oh, okay.
And then he says, and I didn't eat one effing Subway. Oh, that's great.
Any others stand out?
Well, yeah. I mean, you go back to the trip to the airport, the round trip trip to the airport.
It's bookended with that 66-mile request for a mileage repayment.
Yeah, and then of course, wheelchair tip going in to the airport.
Right.
Because man,
so you get the whole thing in reverse again.
You
huh?
do, yeah. And it almost looks like some sort of children's game. Where it looks identical from top to bottom, because it does, because you see
it's
the
awesome.
Round.
Yeah, it's
bottom.
It's 66 miles, wheelchair tip, Subway, 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 wheelchair tip,
66 miles.
Yep. I'm not surprised by this. You shouldn't be either.
I guess. No. I've heard legendary stories. He'll expense, you know, back when newspapers were a quarter.
He
would expense the quarter.
Yes. And he has been known to expense trivial items such as a needle and thread, although I have no idea who he gets to sew for him.
You know,
is that some of part of Soroy's job description too?
Maybe.
There were times when I was talking to him about this on a road trip, and he was trying to tell me what I need to expense, and I told him, and you're the one that told me this a long time ago, I'm going to eat lunch no matter where I am in this great country. It doesn't matter. And I don't feel that I'm working while I'm eating lunch. And I know I'm out of town, and I know I'm supposed to be on the company dime, but there are plenty of times when I just eat lunch and I don't expense it, you know?
Yeah.
I just...
Hey, most of the time when we go on these things, unless something's really big...
Like a rental room,
car, room, big dinners.
Right, room, yeah. Car, big dinner, airplane, those things I will expense.
Yeah.
Lunch... Or dunch, or something like that, I won't.
Yeah, bottles of water.
Yeah, bottles of water, I won't. Peanuts, no.
He got so mad at me, though.
Who, Norm?
Yeah, you know, because I told him that I didn't do this. He got mad at me because...
You're wasting your own money, Copra.
I'm wasting my own money, and he doesn't want to give the company any ideas when it comes to him.
Ah.
Like, well, you know, Corby doesn't expense this, or Mike doesn't do this. They don't even expense their lunches, and here you are expensing cotton candy at the ballpark.
Wasn't there one item that was on his list that just said snack?
Yes, snacks! Snacks! What is that? Snacks! $1.65.
What kind of decent snack are you getting for a buck and a half?
Well, no.
Snacks!
We don't know, but I bet I know somebody who would.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll text in with that.
Well, we have to go, but that's...
Or sext in.
That's awesome.
Yes, sext in. Sext us. All right, community quick hits coming up.
All right.